Welcome back, pet, to Naughty or Nice, day number two. I know why the mirror is so fascinating for you, my darling. You stare and stare into the mirror and try to see. You look and ask yourself, can I see the changes? Am I the same person I was yesterday? Of course you have changed. And when you look into the mirror, you see the person you are today and the person you are becoming. And you see something else. You see yourself backwards. You see yourself opposite. The face that stares back at you from inside the mirror is a face nobody else sees. Only you see yourself reflected every day. I'm going to help you see your true self, the self everyone else sees. But first, I want you to go to sleep. It's so easy to go to sleep when you know Dominica is going to show you something special. Yes, your true self, your opposite self. Take a deep breath and let it out, and tilt your head back. Let all those neck muscles relax, and then tilt your head forward again. Just breathe normally and listen to my voice while your body sinks down into the comfortable cushions of your chair or bed. There's nothing you really need to do right now but breathe naturally and let my words wash over you as your arms and your shoulders just relax. And breathing, feeling your back muscles loosen and sink further into the soft, comfortable embrace. Breathing slowly and deeply as your stomach muscles give in, as each breath in brings refreshing oxygen into your blood, and each breath out carries away all the thoughts of your work, your family, the things you have to do. You can do them all later, my darling. Just breathe and relax now. Feeling your hips sink down into the soft cushions as your knees and your calf muscles become heavy and limp, and even your feet sink into the quiet, loose position of a deep, relaxing sleep. When you sleep, you dream. And when you dream, you see yourself looking into that mirror, as you always see yourself, right reversed for left. Still you, and yet not really you. The opposite of you. But in this dream, you can see me inside the mirror too. Dominica looking back at you from inside the mirror. I'm reaching out to you. Reaching through the mirror and touching you. Taking your hand and pulling you through the mirror, through it to me. The glass feels like a cool mist, an early morning fog.
But as you step all the way through into the mirror, you feel warm again, yeah.
And now that we are both on the same side, my voice sounds even warmer, more intimate. You can smell my perfume and look into my green eyes. So close now, now that we are together. You can touch me, and yes, I can touch you. See my red lips curl into a warm smile as I take you by the shoulders and gently turn you around, reversing you like a mirror image, right for left, turned around.
And then I gently push you back out of the mirror, through the barrier of cool fog, back
into the world. Everything looks the same. But you are different. You are opposite now. And for the next 24 hours, you will do everything with the opposite hand. Oh, nothing major like driving a car or signing your name. Just all the little things. If you eat holding a fork in your right hand, you will hold it in your left hand. If your favorite part of the couch is the left side, you will sit on the right. Even when you touch yourself, especially when you touch yourself, and you do like to touch yourself. Oh, I know you do. I always know. Even when you masturbate, you will do it with the opposite hand. And every time you start to use your usual hand to do something, you will stop. You will whisper to yourself inside of your head, "I must obey Dominica." And then you will do it with the opposite hand. Every mistake you make will only condition you more and more deeply to obey. Resistance is obedience. You will learn that resistance truly is obedience. Opposites. Opposites are the same. You are opposite, and you are the same. How opposite will you be, darling? Will you comb your hair differently, parting it on the other side of your head? Will you try signing your name backwards? Will you throw and catch a ball with the other hand? Maybe you're better at it with the opposite hand. You will discover yourself wanting to find out, like a game, a simple, fun, sexy game of opposites. Just how deep into it will you go, my obsessed mirror image? Go ahead. Go ahead and stroke. Stroke it. Up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. It must feel so different with the opposite hand. Now I'm going to count you down to awaken you. Down. Three, taking a deep breath and stretching your arms and legs. Two, opening your eyes. And one, wide awake. Feeling, horny, refreshed, horny and aroused. And just a little curious about the strange opposite day that is about to start. Happy day number two.